You guys know about when the Stones played Masonic? You know that happened? The Rolling Stones played at Masonic Auditorium. Nope. Young folks don't know this. The Rolling Stones, they don't even know what Masonic Auditorium is. You know what Masonic is? The Rolling Stones played at Masonic Auditorium in about 1975. And my brother and I busted through security. They're breathing down our backs chasing us. We got in for free. It was awesome. Yeah. Stones for free at Masonic in Detroit. About the best friggin' show I ever saw in my life. This guy there, he remembers Stones at Masonic for free. Oh, yeah. So anyway, we're sitting there, we these securities chasing us. I literally felt this guy breathing down my neck. And I get in my seat, I find a seat, I get away from this guy. And then what happens, thank you, a whole bunch of people busted in the side door. And now all these guys are coming in, Stone. I'm thinking, oh, it's all over now. The police are going to come in and clear everything out. But instead, what happened is they panicked. And they shut down, they turned on the lights and started the show. So, boom.
Johnny was a desperate little man, gave me two guns every day. He shot a man by the West Virginia line. He once he got how to get away, oh boy, once he got how to get away. Johnny came from the Kingston Bridge, he thought that he was free. Thank you. Up jumped the sheriff and he tapped him on the arm, saying, John, how to come along with me. John, how to come along with me. Thank you, everybody. John Hardy had himself a little girl. She always dressed in blue. When John Hardy was a-going to his grave, she said,